Hey there, this is Rick Taylor. You've tried diets, you've tried exercise, yet your emotional eating habits still hold you back from reaching your health goals. Imagine a life where stress, sadness, or boredom doesn't lead you to the fridge. A life where your emotions don't dictate your food choices. You're closer to this reality than you think. Number one, how to understand your triggers without feeling overwhelmed. Confronting the deep-seated emotions that drive our behaviors can be an incredibly daunting and intimidating prospect. The fear of delving into the complex web of our own psyche, unearthing painful memories, and facing uncomfortable truths about ourselves can cause many to shy away from this crucial introspective work. However, when it comes to the specific issue of emotional eating, understanding the triggers that compel us to turn to food for comfort, distraction, or coping is absolutely essential to overcoming this challenging pattern. One of the most effective ways to begin the process of identifying your emotional eating triggers is to start keeping a detailed food and mood diary. This involves diligently recording not only what you eat throughout the day, but also when you eat it, and most importantly, how you felt before, during, and after each eating episode. By capturing your emotional state at each of these key moments, you start to build a comprehensive picture of the psychological landscape surrounding your food choices and consumption habits. To make this potentially overwhelming process more manageable and approachable, consider leveraging technology by using a dedicated app on your smartphone or tablet. Many of these apps are specifically designed to help track food intake alongside emotions, making it easy to capture the necessary data points with just a few taps. Alternatively, if you prefer a more tactile, offline approach, a simple notebook or journal can be equally effective. The key is to find a method that feels accessible and sustainable for you so that you can maintain the practice long enough to gather meaningful insights. Whichever tracking method you choose, the most critical thing is to focus on consistently capturing the relevant information each day. Don't get bogged down in trying to analyze the data or draw conclusions prematurely. Trust that simply by bringing mindful awareness to your eating habits and emotional fluctuations, you are already taking a significant step towards understanding and ultimately transforming your relationship with food. So why exactly does this food and mood tracking process work so well? The power lies in the awareness it creates around your individual patterns. By shining a light on the specific emotions, situations and triggers that precede and follow your eating experiences, you start to recognize the deeply ingrained associations and subconscious beliefs that may be driving your behavior. This heightened awareness is the foundation upon which sustainable change can be built. Ultimately, the journey of overcoming emotional eating is a deeply personal and multifaceted one, requiring patience, self-compassion, and a commitment to ongoing growth and discovery. But by beginning with the fundamental step of tracking food intake alongside emotions, we lay the groundwork for profound transformation. Through this simple yet powerful practice, we can gradually untangle the complex knot of our emotional eating triggers, paving the way for more mindful, balanced, and fulfilling relationships with both food and ourselves. Number two, how to develop coping strategies without feeling restricted. The fear of feeling restricted or deprived when making lifestyle changes can be a significant barrier to progress. It's natural to worry that altering your habits will mean giving up the things that bring you comfort and enjoyment. However, developing alternative coping strategies to manage stress and emotions, rather than relying solely on food, is a crucial step in achieving sustainable health and wellness goals. The key to success is to start small and build momentum gradually. If you typically reach for a snack when you're feeling stressed, anxious, or overwhelmed, try experimenting with a different activity instead. This could be as simple as taking a short walk around the block, practicing a few minutes of deep breathing exercises, or calling a friend for a quick chat. By replacing the habit of emotional eating with a healthier alternative, you begin to rewire your brain and create new, more positive associations. To make this process easier and more effective, it's helpful to create a list of activities you genuinely enjoy that can serve as alternatives to eating when you're not physically hungry. This might include hobbies like reading, gardening, or playing an instrument, physical activities such as yoga, dancing, or swimming, or self-care practices like taking a warm bath, listening to music, or journaling. Keep this list easily accessible, perhaps on your phone, or post it on your refrigerator so you can refer to it whenever you feel the urge to eat in response to emotions. The power of this approach lies in the fact that it provides you with options and a sense of agency. Rather than feeling like you're being deprived of something you want, you're actively choosing to engage in an activity that nourishes you in a different way. This shift in mindset can be transformative, as it allows you to view healthy lifestyle changes as an act of self-care rather than self-punishment. Developing alternative coping strategies to emotional eating is a powerful tool for anyone seeking to make lasting changes to their health and well-being. By starting small, creating a list of enjoyable alternative activities, and reframing lifestyle changes as an act of self-care, individuals can overcome the fear of deprivation and build a more positive, sustainable relationship with food and their bodies. Incorporating this approach into your life can help you feel empowered, supported, and equipped to achieve your goals with confidence and ease. Number 3, how to cultivate mindfulness without feeling overburdened. The thought of adding yet another item to your ever-growing to-do list can feel overwhelming and discouraging, causing you to shy away from taking on new habits or practices, no matter how beneficial they may be. However, when it comes to managing emotional eating, a common struggle for many individuals, cultivating mindfulness can be a game changer. By dedicating just a small portion of your day to mindful practices, you can begin to see significant improvements in your relationship with food and your ability to cope with stress and emotions. Starting a mindfulness practice doesn't have to be a difficult task. In fact, it can be as simple as setting aside just 5 minutes each day to focus on mindful breathing. Find a quiet space, sit comfortably, and bring your attention to your breath. Notice the sensation of air moving in and out of your body, the rise and fall of your chest, and the feeling of your lungs expanding and contracting. If your mind begins to wander, gently guide it back to your breath without judgment. These few minutes of mindful breathing can help you cultivate a sense of calm, presence, and self-awareness that can extend throughout your day. To make your mindfulness practice even more accessible and sustainable, try incorporating it into activities you're already doing on a daily basis. For example, during your morning shower, take a few moments to focus on the sensations of the water on your skin, the sound of the droplets hitting the floor, and the scent of your soap or shampoo. By bringing mindfulness to these everyday tasks, you can begin to train your brain to be more present and aware, even in the midst of a busy schedule. But why does mindfulness work so effectively in managing emotional eating? The answer lies in its ability to bring you back to the present moment, helping you to recognize and respond to your emotions and triggers in a more conscious and intentional way. When we engage in emotional eating, we often do so as a way to cope with stress, anxiety, boredom, or other difficult emotions. By practicing mindfulness, we learn to observe these emotions without getting caught up in them, allowing us to make more thoughtful choices about how we nourish ourselves. The benefits of mindfulness extend far beyond just managing emotional eating. By incorporating mindfulness into your daily life, you can experience reduced stress and anxiety, increased focus and productivity, improved relationships, and a greater sense of overall contentment and happiness. As you begin to see the positive impact of mindfulness on your life, you'll be more likely to continue your practice. So what's next? Imagine a life where you're no longer a slave to your emotions when it comes to food. A life where you're fully in control, not your cravings or impulses. Where you can enjoy your favorite dishes and treats in moderation, without guilt or shame, because you've developed a healthy, balanced relationship with eating. This life is within reach for anyone willing to put in the work of self-discovery and habit change. The journey begins with understanding your unique emotional triggers around food. What situations, feelings, or thought patterns cause you to turn to food for comfort, distraction, or escape? Is it stress, boredom, loneliness, or something else? By bringing mindful awareness to these triggers, you gain power over them. Armed with this self-knowledge, you can then develop personalized coping strategies for each trigger. If stress drives you to overeat, perhaps meditation, deep breathing, or a quick walk around the block can soothe you instead. If boredom is the culprit, having an engaging hobby or phoning a friend can occupy your mind. Joyful movement, journaling, art, music, the possibilities for nourishing yourself emotionally are endless. Experiment to find out what works best for you. The final key is cultivating mindfulness in your day-to-day life, especially when it comes to food and eating. Mindfulness means being fully present in the moment, engaging all your senses, and observing your thoughts and feelings without judgment. When you eat mindfully, you naturally tune in to your body's hunger and fullness cues. You slow down, savor your food's flavors and textures, and feel more satisfied with less. So take that crucial first step today. Whether it's keeping a food mood journal, booking a therapy appointment, or simply pausing to take a deep breath before your next meal. Every tiny habit, each moment of mindfulness moves you closer to food freedom. Trust that you have the inner wisdom and strength to get there. You've got this.